A 5-2 defeat this evening, but plenty of positives we can take from the season opener.
Absolutely. First game of the season. A few guys, obviously, we never had any pre-season games and got to be absolutely really, you know, the way we promoted ourselves and the way we took it to them at times, and we knew it was always going to be a tough game against last year's EPL champions. And clearly, you know, we had a few pundits out there that said it was going to be a mismatch and it was going to be a difficult game. And yes, it was a difficult game, and our guys battled all night and, you know, to the end, going at the end of the first period, 2-1 down, and then take a 2-0 loss in the second period with late goals in the period as well, because we battled hard all the way through, and then to be leading the third period 1-0 with the last few minutes to go, and then obviously Weaves popped in and tied the period for us. We take it period by period, and if we'd have come in at the start of the game knowing we'd have probably gone out of there with a 5-2 loss, then would we have took that? Yeah, we sure would have done, and can be proud of everyone in the team tonight. We've seen what the standard's going to be like, the top standard, and we've got a lot of work to do, but everybody in the room is united and working well together, so we're looking forward to next week's game already against Hull Pirates.
One thing that struck me watching the game was the pace of Telford, especially towards the end of the game, moving the puck, cycling the puck around. Is there going to be, are you expecting that to happen now every game in the season?
Every team comes in here and we go to their barn with a wealth of experience, and we've got to match that in areas and take opportunities. And what I particularly liked about the guys is they all get on well together and they all work together as a unit. Whether we change some of the lines around slightly, everyone's, you know, we've got flexible team. And tonight as well, we've not got to forget we're missing three key players. You know, no Connor Glossop, no Ads Andrews, and no James Hadfield. So Hovey came out tonight, stood on his head, deserved his Man of the Match award, set the standard. He's got to keep working, you know, week in, week out the same, and two goalies competing can only be good for the team. So, we know what it's going to be all about, and, we're excited about this challenge, and, really looking forward to it. So I think, Telford are a great team, and it was a really good end-to-end game, and we never backed down, and we worked them hard right the way to the end. So, we're looking forward to it, and it's going to be a good season.
Good crowd in tonight for the home opener. We're hoping to continue that throughout the season.
Yeah, we really do rely on any support we can get. Just extra bodies in. We have small crowd normally at home, and it's always tricky. But if you want to come down, I mean, it was great to see Lee Frotch down here tonight, and he commented on the speed of the game, as did a lot of fans that I've been speaking to, and that will be no different throughout the season. So we're all set for some exciting times down the National Ice Centre, and it's great to have as many new followers as we possibly can, because it really does help us with any on costs and that. So not only that, is they're going to see a great game.